From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. And it's time now for our weekly technology segment, All Tech Considered. Joining me, as always, is our tech guru, Omar Gayaga. Hello, Omar.
Hi, Robert. Great to be here.
And as people will have already noticed, you sound a little bit different. That's because when we usually talk, I'm in Washington, you're in Austin, Texas, so I can't see you. But right now, I'm looking at you, all 2 inches of you, thanks to a laptop computer that I have here with a web camera.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring you back at better audio quality right now.
Hello, Robert. How are you doing today?
I was looking at you. We're talking about webcams. Last Monday, we asked people to go to our blog and tell us how they use technology, specifically web cameras, to stay in touch with long-distance friends and family.
Right. On the All Tech Considered community site, we got almost 100 responses from people about how they're using webcams and how they're communicating with loved ones all over the country, overseas. We just heard some really amazing stories about how people are harnessing this cheap, readily available technology and really keeping in touch with everyone.
Yeah, and it reminded me of a personal story involving fairly low to middle tech. When I was working and living in London with my wife and two daughters, we were 3,000 miles from their grandparents. Transatlantic phone calls were very expensive, so we used an audio cassette machine, and we sent tapes back to the grandparents. I still have them. Here's an example, Omar.
Leah said she would like to tell you about, well, what she calls the tooth news. She says that she's got 4 new teeth growing back, and he wants to tell you a bit about them.
Lee, you want to tell us more about these teeth?
Do they hurt?
A little bit.
So, you see, the test for me of what we're doing here is our means of communication from long distance good enough that it leaves a record with which you can embarrass your children when they grow up by hearing their funny accents when they're 2 years old?
You would hope so, yeah. I mean, you can keep a lot of this stuff as audio files or video files, and you know, that's a big problem is where are we going to store all this stuff, but hopefully there'll be better ways to organize all this information and keep it safe somewhere.
Okay, in a moment we'll talk about just how easy or inexpensive, or maybe for some of us not so easy it is to install a webcam. But first, we did, as you said, hear from listeners, and we called up a few of them who wrote to us, and we asked them to record their webcam stories. Let's listen.
My name is Rhonda Herring. I live in Hot Springs, Arkansas. My daughter became seriously ill about 2 years ago. We ended up spending a very extended period of time in and out of the hospital. My mother missed us. We missed her. And telephone calls just didn't quite make it. For one thing, it's really difficult to get telephone calls when you're sitting in ICU. But through my webcam, mother could look at Catherine in her hospital bed. She could see the equipment. She could see that Catherine was sleeping comfortably. She could see when she woke up and smiled for that first time. And it made my daughter and I feel as if we weren't in this medical nightmare completely by ourselves, and helped mother feel that she was being a part of what was going on with us.
My name is Katie Butte, and I live in Ogden, Utah. And my husband is currently deployed in Afghanistan. A couple months ago, I received an email from him telling me that his base had been attacked. I was really worried, and even though he told me that he was okay, it was really hard for me to believe him. Like, I needed to see that he was safe. And so the next night, he was able to call me using Skype. And the second I saw him, I just started crying when I saw him on the webcam. And I just had this feeling of relief wash over my body, because there's just something amazing about being able to see him and know that he was not harmed. For a brief moment, I felt like I was with him again during a really difficult time.
I'm Sarah Adams, and I'm 64 years old, and I teach high school mathematics in Long Beach, California.
My name is Castle Adams Unger, and I'm 7 years old, and I live in Hong Kong.
My granddaughter wanted a fancy dress for a school concert, and so I went shopping at a local store and sent them via U.S. Post Office mail.
The first one I tried on was, like, black on the top. The other one was a green one with sparkles.
She said, "Would you like to see me with them on?" And I said, "Sure, that'd be great." So she put on each of the dresses and came and modeled them for me.
It's like talking to a little person thing that has the same voice and head as your grandma or your papa.
It's the best thing short of a supersonic jet getting me there in person with him.
That was Rachel Adams and her granddaughter, Kestrel Adams Unger. We also heard Katie Butte and Rhonda Herring, just some of the many listeners who wrote to us with their webcam stories.